doing today? Good. Well, I haven't watched the tape back. That's the first thing, you know. But getting everybody to play with excitement is probably the biggest, you know, solution. We were in that game 3-3 going into the third, and had a chance, you know. And did they turn it up, or we didn't turn it up enough? That's what I got to try and figure out, and why. And that's what you're asking. So as I'm thinking about it, I'll let you know, because I haven't completely resolved it yet. My focus was trying to get some sleep a little bit, and then getting up and trying to manage it. And that's my task today, is trying to sort all through that stuff. I don't want to overreact to a situation, you know. Like, we haven't, the worst thing you can do, in my opinion, is to overreact in some things, and then you can't untangle what you just tangled up. So I think it's better to take the high road, situations like this. You know, like, you kind of look back at how things have gone, and, you know, we won 4 and all of a sudden we haven't won 3, and the world's going to end and the bottom falls out and it's just pure grief again. Like, what are we doing here? Like, so just try to keep things in perspective a little bit as I'm trying to manage through this stuff. I don't need to be the high and low carrier of emotion right now. Well, you're dealing with motivation, so I mean, it is part of the deal of the player, you know. But my job is to find out why all the time. My job is always to find the solutions to the issues. There's always, very seldom does your day not include finding solutions. Very seldom. It's an ongoing process. When you win, it goes better, and you don't seem to have as many, you know, things that you think about or find solutions to. So when you don't win, they come up more. But yes, it is the player's responsibility, but also at the end of the day, that's just part of my job. So as much as I can sit there and deflect it onto the player, I best look in the mirror first, and that's where I go first. Yeah, he was a little banged up in the game, so we kept him off, and we had to make some assessments, so it was a maintenance thing. So I can't tell you where he's at today. I haven't spoken with him or the medical people. I know your next question is, he a player for tomorrow? I don't know that either, but I'm anticipating that he will be. But, you know, I don't want to look like a liar if I came in here tomorrow and say, hey, I just don't know. I have to see how he's doing.
Do you expect to see Mark Stewart tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, Mark Stewart, I think, is ready to go.
What will it mean to bring him back?
Pardon?
What will it mean to bring him back?
Well, it'll be good. You know, he's one of our letter carriers. He's got an A. Plays with a lot of emotion. He drags people into the fight. It'll be good for him to come back. You know, and he plays with his heart on his sleeve. And, you know, sometimes you miss that emotion as well. It'll be good all over. Just got to make sure he keeps his emotional level in check. He gets very emotional, and he starts to take that onto the ice, and before you know it, it's out there. Okay, like, we start giving numbers, like, I got to get a referee's jersey on here. Well, there's a lot of different ways you do it. That would be one of them, but there's a lot of different ways, and you don't know the answer to all of these until you're doing them, and what you look for is responses, whether it's individuals, a certain group, certain lines, defense, the whole group. You're always looking for responses, and then you're always asking the same question back. Why or why not, or it worked, it didn't. So there's a whole slew of stuff you try to do There's no, when you're trying to find solutions, there's nothing, you go to the end of the earth to find solutions. It's no different than with your children and your parenting. You know, you're going to go be relentless. It's unconditional. And that's what I take the same approach to the players or the team or the group or the lines or the D pairs or whoever it is. So it's endless. It's ongoing and it's endless. But winning cures a lot of those things, and that's what helps. You know, winning builds confidence. It helps. All of a sudden, player looks confident, team looks confident, and then it's like, where did it go? Why did it leave? Or, well, that's what we fight for. If we players do it, and we do it as coaches, and we try to bring it every day, so we don't, you know, don't diminish the confidence in the group. And so when you're asking me, you know, I seem to have a silver lining on things. Well, I got to try and balance a lot of balls here. So we're trying to find things to do, get this thing back on track, you know. Like we've played pretty well in a course of things here. We've done some things fairly well. Would I like to have the full 60 minutes? Well, sure I would. But, you know, it's not that easy with our group right now, and so that's what I have to solve, and that's what I have to keep figuring out. You know, it's been like this for over 2 years, but that's okay. That's what I've got. That's what we've got. We're trying to. Seems to be, because we're keep hammering on this thing, so it seems to be coming up and rearing itself. Why? That's the question. Why? Why are we not able to take gradual steps? Well, the first thing is, you know, with our group, that's what we have to go through right now. This is some of the adversity we have to go through for whatever reason. You know, does this make us better? I would hope that it would. Are the challenges deeper this year because we've got the Western Conference? Yes, they would be tougher. Does it make us better? I think it does. Does it bring on more adversity? Probably does. Is this why we're back here? I don't know. There's a whole slew of stuff. You know, you can point everywhere you want, you know. Beautiful thing about this job is I can at least look and try to solve it with my actions and see if I get results. You guys have to watch and wonder and report.
So the key for you, it seems to be, is acceptance of it. Because what you describe sounds like a very, very challenging job.
It's really challenging. It's really challenging, and, you know, The difference is this is a different league. It's you know, and this is a new. It's not a new market. This is an excitable place to play, and to coach. But with that, you're in Canada, and in Canada, people know their hockey. They know it, and so I think it's good because they understand. What I like about Winnipeg is the passion, and I don't mean that just from sitting in the stands. It's like they're on the bench with you. That's how they want you. And really, like, for me, the passion is tremendous. I think it's tremendous. Like, what I like about the passion here is that they just want us to work the right way. They'd like us to win. They'd like us to win the Stanley Cup, yes. But really, realistically, people in Winnipeg, they just want to be proud of what we've got. Is that asking too much? Not in my view. Not in my view, you know, and that's where I wrestle. Why can't we just do that? So when I'm sitting here trying to sort this out, that's, you know, and so if you're asking me, you know, did I think it would be this difficult? Well, I didn't know. I had a little bit of an idea, but I didn't know. But I'm a big boy, you know. I can deal with it, and this is what I've got, and I'm going to deal with it the best I can and try and keep some order to my mentality, which is sometimes pretty tough. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to do, try to keep some order in here and try to keep a level head through all this. It is difficult because you're under the spotlight, everybody's watching, and you're trying to get results, and you're trying to get stuff done. And but I feel I can handle it. And I feel I'm trying to find, you know, I'm always doing the right thing. Who knows, you know. Trying to get it done. Well, I think the one thing Minnesota does is they force you to play the right way for the 60 minutes. And when we played in there, we played pretty good for two-thirds of the game. We played pretty good. And even the first period, you know, we were right there. They scored late in the first period, I believe, in that game. And then we started to go. But we played a pretty good game. And they don't give you too much, you know. So there's some... I don't think that we need to change the way that we play. We have to recognize how we need to play in order to succeed. It's no different whether it's Minnesota or Chicago. Chicago, you're not going to change the way we play. We're not all of a sudden going to play like this team or be the whoever, to play like that team. We are what we are. We can play there. We just have to... After two periods, we were 3-3 last night. Okay, after two periods in Minnesota, we were 1-1 on a road, which we played a pretty good game. In St. Louis, we had a good game going, you know. But we hit these bumps and these things. We can't. That's where it's frustrating. We need to be able to push through this thing and take another step to get us to the top of the hump. We can't seem to take that step. That's what we're trying to do. So we don't need to change for Minnesota. We just need to play the right way, follow the game plan, and do that. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks, guys.